Hey, my friends, welcome to another episode of The Tipping Point. I'm so glad that you joined us. Doesn't the show get better and better every single time? I get super stoked, y'all, because we just keep bringing on the most amazing talent from all over the country. This show is action-packed, and tonight is no different. We have got with us Dustin Gruss, who is a greatness facilitator. I kind of wanted to ask you really quick, for those of you, you know, COVID, the pandemic, for those of us in South Carolina, in my particular county, we had, you know, a back-to-back tornado at the same time as the pandemic opened up. All kinds of challenges have faced, it's been horrible. And I'm so curious to know from you guys, how did you get through that? How did you navigate through those waters? Did you do that alone? Did you, rely on the Lord? Did you call friends and family? How was it for you? And did you use a life coach? So we're going to talk today to Dustin Gruss, and he is in Ohio. He is amazing. He's got a great fan base. He's been doing this for a number of years, and I really just want to dive right on into our conversation because it's so crucial today with everything that everybody's facing. I would ask you before we begin to please go ahead and let us know where you're watching from. I know that we have people watching from all over the world now. So please do us a favor, let us know where you are, and please be sure to like, comment, and share this show with everybody that you care about, and even the people that you don't, because they probably need it. Amen. All right, let's bring Dustin on in. Hey, Dustin, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm a little snarky apparently today, but you know, it's everybody needs a good message, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody needs a good message. So we were talking about being a greatness facilitator. And I think that what you do is so important right now more than ever. And I really would love to hear what your description is for maybe those people who don't understand what a greatness facilitator is.
Well, sure. So a greatness facilitator, it's a term I actually came up with myself. I'm a life coach. However, what people don't realize when it comes to coaches, everyone could use a coach. A lot of people you wouldn't think about use a coach when it really comes down to it. You think of your top athletes in the world, they have a coach giving them the plays, right? Mm-hmm. Now, greatness is defined as exceptionally high quality. And I believe that we all have greatness within us, or at least a great life waiting for us. A facilitator is someone that gives unobtrusive guidance and assistance. And what that means is I'm going to help give you the play or the options or figure out what the best route is going to be. But then you are still going to be doing the work. You're going to execute the plays and you'll get your results based off of that. So that's the difference with life coaching versus, you know, therapy. Is therapy, you're kind of letting out a lot of your emotions, your history, you're sorting through things. Whereas life coaching, you're really looking at where you have been, yes, but really what is ahead of you, where you want to be. And then we discover together what the best path or best play for you to be is. And then you have to go out and execute it. So I came up with the term greatness facilitator because we all have greatness within us or out there waiting for us. But I'm going to help you to a point, but the rest, it's up to you to execute and work out the play yourself.
So your clients they're accountable. And I like what you said, because I was a psychotherapist for a number of years. So, you know, you come and you offload the baggage and you process it and you talk about what happened and why it happened and what you went through and all of that. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to negate the reality of people's situations. There's a lot of people who are holding on to a lot of garbage, right, that we've gone through, myself included. But there has to be a point, and I think Dustin, that's what I hear what you're saying. There has to come a point where you go, okay, all of that exists, but now what?
Exactly. And one of the most powerful things for people to realize is that they have a decision to move forward. It's, yes, those things are going to affect where you've been, where you are now, but today is always a starting point. So you have to decide based on everything that was behind you, where you're at now and where you want to be. You have a decision to make on where you want to go, and then you have to follow through with it. And a lot of our decisions are based off of what happened to us in the past. Yeah. And that's why great psychotherapists out there like yourself exist, have existed, currently exist, and are there to help you through those things if you still need sorting through that trauma. But if you're looking to move on through it and move to a different point in your life, you absolutely need to decide that you're ready to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm curious, you know, I'm hearing you, it's about choice. It's about making the decision to say, okay, I hear this is where I've been, but unless we, I don't want to really use the word compartmentalize, but in a certain respect, we kind of have to, we have to say, yeah, this is the box that all of that's in. That's a piece of me. The things that I, whether it's abuse, whether it's physical, whether it's an addiction, whatever it is, but to say, that's a piece of me that doesn't define me. And now with someone such as yourself to say, now this person's going to walk alongside me and together through accountability and through a plan, we're going to create the best rest of our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My goal coming into it was to help people find the healthiest and happiest version of themselves. And that could be changing your mindset, getting over those mental hurdles in the past, getting over things like procrastination, and really just working forward. Sometimes it's that self-doubt that you can't do anything, that you're those limiting self-beliefs. It's moving past those things and seeing how much you're capable of finding that greatness within or greatness waiting for you.
That was going to be my next question to you is, do you feel like limiting beliefs play a part in this? And obviously your answer is, yeah, let's talk about that a little bit for those who don't know what we mean by limiting beliefs.
Absolutely. So limiting self-beliefs is perhaps because of your past, that you are letting that seed of doubt, that little voice, that little devil on your shoulder, whatever it may be, tell you that you're not good enough, that you're going to fail at anything you try. So why bother trying? It's those kind of thoughts that keep people stuck where they're at. And it's finding that the ways to trigger action, how to get you to take little steps, move through those limiting self-beliefs, move past them and see, yeah, you know what? I might fail at something. I might not be able to do it, but at least I'm trying and it will get me to a different point than where I'm at right now.
So it's all of the negative self-speak. It's absolutely the things that maybe were told to us. So if you were a child, as an example, and you were told you will never amount to anything, you're never going to be a success, nobody's ever going to want you, those are the words that get recycled in our mind over and over. And then from our mind, they go into our heart, and then we believe them, and then we act those out. So part of your role, I'm assuming, is to try to replace those words.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you think about like one of the great mantras of, it was one my mom used to tell me, like when we were swimming in her pool in the backyard, it was, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, like think of it as a train moving forward. It's those little mantras, some things that you recycle. I know there's a great hypnotherapist and coach out there, Marissa Peer. She has a whole movement, I am enough. And just these little phrases that you can tell yourself or repeat to yourself to get over the bullying, the name calling, the other things that happened to you in the past that put that negative talk that if you're told something so much, you're going to start to believe it if you don't get away from it, you know? So that's one of the reasons why I hear people telling you like, okay, you need to surround yourself with better people because you literally do, because you're going to start believing either everything they say or believing that the things that they do are the way to live. And it's those kind of things you need to be able to move forward and over.
Absolutely. And you're right, because you have to surround yourself with like-minded people, people who are going to celebrate you, not tolerate you, people that are going to clap when you win, right? That are not secretly cheering you on and then thinking, okay, now I want to go and be and do exactly what this person's doing. How am I going to pull the rug out from under that person? You've got to be around people who absolutely get you. and people that you can trust. And it's exciting. And when we talk about that negative self-speak, there's so many people that grew up with situations where they were taught to believe that maybe dreaming these gigantic God-sized dreams are for other people. Maybe they were told, you know, that they wouldn't amount to anything or they couldn't do it. Don't try, you know, that's for other people kind of a thing. When the reality is that is not true. And everybody has value. And do you find often, Dustin, that the people who maybe are telling others that they can't do it, don't try, it's because their own fear of trying to do it themselves?
Absolutely. What's the saying? It's our greatest fear is not that we are incapable, it's that we're powerful beyond measure. Something along those lines. I paraphrased it.
That's good.
But it's such a thing. And, you know, unfortunately, I know people that, you know, have that worst case scenario mindset that they think the worst thing is going to happen and it's always going to be the negative and stuff. And it takes a lot to try to remind them, hey, you know, one, thoughts become things. If you keep thinking negative, you're always going to be in that mindset. So you got to find the positive in whatever you can, look for your blessings and your different situations. What lessons can you learn from it and how can you grow from it? But to just move past all that you've learned. And it takes building a new foundation, because if you were taught that for so long or heard those things for so long, that's the foundation of what your identity and what your beliefs and what your current situation and what your future is built on. So it takes having to break down those walls and build a new foundation to overcome that sometimes. And that's a lot of work. And sometimes it is that tag team of using a therapist and a coach together. But also, as you mentioned, having those people around you in your circle that are going to lift you up and celebrate you and everything. And in that circle, you also want to have those people that are going to lovingly push you as well.
Yeah.
You got to have people that challenge you, but in the right way.
I love that you said that, and that's true. And also in your circle, yes, people that are farther along than you are, so that you can learn from them, but then people that are not as far along, so you can help to bring them along also. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is a beautiful circle, but it's unfortunate, Dustin, that people believe that. And I'm so curious, we're talking about, for those who are just joining us, limiting beliefs. What do you think with someone like yourself that are, when people want to come to you or they do come to you, what are their other blocks maybe that stop them from going from good to great?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, they probably have put themselves in a situation financially where they think they can't reach out to someone or for a coach to help them, not realizing that, you know, many coaches are in it for the right reasons to help people along, and those kind of issues can be worked further along. Maybe they're still surrounded though by those people that push them down to begin with, that, and so they're feeling trapped and they don't have the circle around them to help pull them out of that space. Maybe, you know, they're going to be ridiculed and bullied because they're going to see a coach, and so they don't want to face that.
No, that's interesting. Do you feel like maybe sometimes people are almost afraid to get well?
Yeah, I think so. I think our bodies, our minds, as humans, we kind of get in a comfort zone, even if it's not the best situation. It's what we become used to.
Yeah.
And I mean, you think about, you know, people that are abused, like wives that are abused, and they stay in the relationships. They keep letting the abuse happen. And everyone says, well, why don't they just leave? Why don't they just leave? And it's because that's what their life has become. And it's anything other than that is hard. And it's their mind has gotten to a point because of the abuse, the probably the verbal abuse on top of it, gotten to the point where said, well, no one else is going to want you. So why would you, you know, you're not going to be any good. Like, at least they say they love you and they only hurt you some of the time.
The belief system is massively skewed in those situations.
Absolutely.
And there is a fear factor for what may happen to them physically. Should they leave, we know that. But let's piggyback on this for a minute, because I think this is something really interesting that we need to talk about, is a financial piece of this, because go back to limiting beliefs. So often people say subconsciously, I'm only able to make this amount of money. And they don't realize that they're saying that. And it's because of all the things we just talked about. But somewhere along the line, you know, they've decided subconsciously that they can't make any more money than whatever that dollar amount is. Is that something that you can help them with to break through that?
Absolutely. It's really, again, about adjusting that mindset. And the way the approach I take with everything is I dare them to dream. And part of my process is I make them look at where they're at in certain areas of their life. You know, kind of a whole spectrum, like where they're at in their career and their finances, their health, their well-being, their relationships. And I have them rate that on a scale 1 to 10, you know, and then you ask them point blank, okay, why is that a 4? Why is that a 5? You know, what is it? And they're going to say, like, well, you know, I wish I made more money and stuff, but no, that's all I can make right now. It's like, okay, well, what would a 10 look like to you? What's a perfect 10? How much money does that have to be for it to be a 10? And, you know, you're going to have your people that say, oh, well, I want to make millions. I want to make billions, stuff like, okay, no, like realistically with like dream, but what is a number that you would like to make that you'd be happy? And what does that look like? Does it mean you are going on vacations each year? Does that mean you don't have any bills that you're having to pay as far as like car notes and your mortgage, rent, anything like that? Do you own your house? Do you own your car? You know, what does that look like? So you break it down and you have that gap. Then you have, okay, this is, you know, where you're at. This is what you wish you're at. What's one step you could take today, smallest step, to get closer to that number 10? And when you break down and realize that there's, okay, there's things I could actually do, it starts to click and starts to transform their mind that, okay, well, maybe I could take a class at, you know, a community college or, you know, a vocational school, something different. I could start doing that. Okay, maybe I could do a little bit more at my job to try to start earning a promotion. Maybe I can, you know, look for another job. Maybe I can talk to a career coach, someone that's career focused. Mm-hmm. So there's different things. Maybe I could talk to my HR director or talk to my boss. What's something more I can do to help the business and where that's going to allow me to grow more within the company?
Exactly. And you're hitting on something huge, because we have to put it down on paper. Until we do, it's not a goal. It's a dream.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to set deadlines even for yourself as well. If you have that dream, and that's another part we do, like, so we, you know, we have that small step you could take. Well, what's the one thing you could do this week? All right. What's that going to look like for you in 3 months? If you continue to take this step, what do you think is going to happen? Are you going to feel comfortable enough talking to your boss about that promotion? Are you going to feel comfortable looking for a new job? You know what? And here's the deadline. You're going to work towards it. You're going to execute those plays and we'll see what happens.
And it's both scary and exciting at the same time. But if people are not happy with their lives, are not happy with their relationships or their financial situations, you have to be willing to make a change, as scary as it is.
Absolutely. And again, it takes small steps to make huge transformation. You don't have to do everything at once. You think about people that have put on all kinds of weight. You know, maybe they were very active in high school and college, but then started working, had the kids, mm-hmm. and, you know, and between working and taking care of the kids, they've put on a lot of weight and stuff. You're not going to get all that weight off in one day. It took time for that weight to come on. It's going to take time for that weight to come off. So you're going to have to make small steps to get to where you want to be. And it's okay that it's going to be small steps. And there's going to be days where it's harder to get to the gym. It's going to be harder to do those extra things at work because we all, even us coaches and motivational speakers, there's days we roll out of bed and, oh, it's the wrong side of the bed today.
Yeah.
And it's tough to perform that day. But one of the things you want to do is look at the blessings that you have each day, and that's going to help lift you up.
So that leads us to failure then, because so many people are afraid to fail. They're so afraid to fail, Dustin, they don't even want to try. And, you know, what do you say to those people? Because for me, I'm thinking failure is in the act of not trying.
Right. Yeah. So one thing is there's the acronym CAN't. So people say, oh, I can't do that. I'm not going to be able to do it. CAN't is acronym for certainly am not trying. Certainly I'm not trying for CAN't. And you're already telling yourself that you can't do it. Well, you didn't even try to do it. And here's the thing about failing. We all fail at different things. There's not one person in this world that's perfect at everything. Greatest basketball player of all time, Michael Jordan, missed game-winning shots. He had a famous commercial in the 90s and stuff about, like, you know, I fail, and that because of that, I succeed. Those failures, he learned. Maybe I needed to go to the hoop a little bit closer. I needed to take a closer shot. Maybe I needed to open up by doing a crossover move to get Brian Russell off me. Like, you're going to fail, but it's how you fail. You got to learn how to fail forward. And one thing, my slogan is keep moving forward and step up to greatness. We all fail. We all stumble. We all fall. But you got to pick yourself back up and keep moving forward.
It's interesting because when you get on social media, and of course, everyone's life is perfect on social media, right? And I mean, their kids, I mean, that, you know, that ride unicorns, apparently. I mean, everything's wonderful. And then there's us. And we're looking at that and we're like, yeah, I failed miserably 27 times today. But the difference is we get up and we keep going, right? And that's huge to know, because people get jealous of other people based on what they see, and that's not reality. And so what happens is we all start comparing ourselves to everybody else, and then we feel lesser than, and we feel like, well, how come the world is on a platter for these people, but I'm a train wreck? And that is not so.
Yeah, it's really, comparison is probably one of the biggest hurdles to get over. And it's realizing that, you know, God didn't create you to live their life. God created you to live your life. He created you with that greatness within yourself. He created you to do great things, maybe for you and for other people. And the best thing that you can do to help get past those moments of comparison, like, oh my gosh, they have so much better for me. They're better than me and they do so much more, or they have this, is do something nice for someone else. Like, look at maybe someone that you see struggling and do something nice. Maybe just buy someone a cup of coffee. Do the, you know, in nowadays because of COVID, you're going through the drive-through and stuff, but pay for the car behind you. You know, just do those little things to help someone else. That's going to help lift you up and make you forget all about that, because you did something nice, something more than you had to do, which that's giving you that feeling of more, but not worried about their more. It's focusing on your more, what you did.
One of my hot buttons, and I post this for my followers too. It's like, good for you, yay for you, that you bought the dude's coffee behind you in the McDonald's drive-thru. Don't get on social media and tell everybody what you did. Please, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, I mean, the Bible's real clear, just want to say. But, you know, we're supposed to be anonymous and we're supposed to just love on people. But I love that. And yeah, social media is, it's great in a lot of respects, but it's so bad for people's self-esteem also. And we have to put those blinders on. And I'm just going to kind of piggyback on what you said, because it was beautiful. But the way that we're supposed to, I believe, you know, go toward our mission, right? So let's say if I'm over here worried about this person has that house and that car and that husband and blah, 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 and then I'm coming home and I'm jealous of that. And I'm thinking, well, gosh, I need to have all those things. And then that's not true, because here's the thing. That person has all of the things that they have because they needed those, I believe, to finish the mission that they were called to do. The things that we have are the tools that we need to work toward our mission and our goals.
And I love that you define them as tools, because you shouldn't rely on objects and other people for your happiness stuff. Like, people contribute to our lives, our spouses, our family, our friends, they contribute to our lives. Absolutely. And I'm not calling our family and friends tools by any means,
right?
But your happiness comes from the feeling you get inside, the things you do and the things you can control, and your relationship with God and really your belief in God and what He's calling you to do. Like, and so if you're doing something just to buy the next nice car or the next big TV and stuff, you're going to have that feeling where you're always going to be looking for the next thing, and it's going to continue to not fulfill you. And so one of the best ways to overcome that is honestly to count your blessings, the things that you already have. And that is not only going to help you from wanting more, but it's going to help you through those times of grief as well, where you feel like things aren't going your way. And it's by counting your blessings the way that God has blessed you, or the universe has gifted you, or whatever your belief is, count those blessings and the things that you're grateful for each day. And even more interesting, or a better way of doing it, find a new blessing, a different blessing each day, and start that off with the morning. I actually tell a lot of my clients to use a gratitude journal at the end of each day. Write down something that you're grateful for that happened that day. Sometimes you're going to have 2, 3, 4, 5 things, maybe even more. And then the next morning, before your feet hit the bed, grab that journal, open it up, and look at those things that you just said you're grateful for. It's going to start your day off in a more positive mindset right there, because it's, oh yeah, like that happened yesterday. And it's going to help those days where you do roll off the wrong side of the bed.
It's absolutely true. And we're getting ready to wrap up. But I first of all, I want you to tell people how they can get a hold of you. I know it's running on the ticker, but also if you can do coaching sessions virtually. But real quick, you know, the gratitude journal is a huge thing to do. And also, you know, prayer journals, and where you go back and you can see, like, so those times that we doubt God and we're like, I don't know if He's going to come through for me this time. And you look back in those pages and you're like, yeah, but on this day, He did this for me. And on that day, wow, He did that. And then you look at that and all the things that you're grateful for. You get up, you put your feet on the floor. You're grateful you can brush your teeth. You're grateful you have teeth. Okay. I mean, every single thing. And then grateful by the time you get up and grateful by the time you go to bed. And if you can't sleep and you lay there and you just go through one by one of all these things, you realize how truly and richly blessed you are.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. My wife and I went through a tough time a couple of years ago, and it was our grief counselor that helped us with telling each other one great thing that we're positive for each day. And it's hard some days to find those things, but when you look for something, you tend to find it. So go approach each day looking for those things to be grateful for, and you will find those before your head hits the pillow. And, you know, even better, before your head hits the pillow, get down on your knees, thank God for those things, and then hit that pillow.
And the fact that you come from an authentic and raw place of grief, and I know that that helps you to be even better at what you do. When you've experienced that stuff that your clients have, it's a game changer, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one thing I'll say for all coaches and motivational speakers and everything is, we're all human too. Like, you know, what you see is what we were talking about earlier in social media. We have this great, perfect life, things going and stuff. But when you really do your time to investigate those coaches and speakers, they'll let you know too that they went through a period themselves where everything was not 100%, you know, the way they wanted it to be. It wasn't all okie dokie. It was times where they had to put one foot in front of the other, as hard as it was, and just continue to go. But they'll tell you too, they counted their blessings each day and helped them through it.
Absolutely. Real quick before we go, do you do virtual coaching?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm comfortable with whatever format they want to use. I tend to use Google Meets, but I'm happy to do virtual. I'm happy to do just phone call if you want. But absolutely. In this time of COVID, it's kind of the best way to do it. If you're here in the Cleveland area and stuff, you know, when the weather changes, because right now it's too dang cold to be outside, we could sit in a park somewhere and be, you know, a couple of table lengths apart and stuff, but absolutely do virtual.
Perfect. And so it's on the ticker, stepuptogreatness.com. So if you guys want to get a hold of Dustin, I hope that you do. It's been a pleasure and I appreciate you coming and just sharing. And I love that we can be on a show like this and we can just really get into real conversation. And I think for people who are looking for a life coach, people who maybe want to take their life or their relationships or their business to the next level, to be able to get to know you behind the scenes and cut the inner workings of you and what makes you tick. And I think that's so important as they go to book you. So hopefully you've enjoyed yourself and I would welcome you to come back anytime.
This was fantastic. Thank you so much. I really did enjoy myself. I enjoyed the conversation and I, you know, look forward to seeing more that the Tipping Point has to offer. This has been a lot of fun. You've had a lot of great guests and everything, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. You guys, this is amazing. If you do not have a life coach, please, please, please get one. It is amazing. Just somebody to walk through this life. It can be hard to navigate, as we said in the beginning of the show. Dustin's here. He can help you. He knows what he's doing. You got a chance to meet him. I hope that you enjoyed that. Please, again, make sure that you are sharing tonight's show with all of your friends, your pets, your neighbors, everybody. There's a nugget here or several nuggets for people. You know, I love you. And let's see, one more thing before we go. Oh, that's right. January 8th, okay, is the last day for the Duke Energy Festival of Trees. So you know that we are tree number 2. The BNI Golden Corner has been so gracious. And should tree number 2 win, the Joanne Johnson Media Foundation will be the recipient of those dollars. And that will help us to fund the show Empower Your Body, Empower Your Mind, Good Mood, Good Food, The Tipping Point, and also our outreach, Voice of Hope, which, as you know, brings a voice to those who have been silenced. And it also, we're also helping people to overcome adversity in their lives. If you do not have a copy of any of my books, please make sure that you go to JoanneJohnsonMedia.com. You can get any of my books there. Just shameless plug, because we're here. Why not? Anyway, okay. What else? I think that's it for the day, you guys. We do have a bonus episode this week also. We have Senator Thomas Alexander coming on Wednesday at 4 o'clock, which is Wednesday, 4 o'clock. And then Thursday, we have another show. It's amazing, you guys. People all over the country are wanting to be a part of this show. If you know someone who would make an amazing guest, please let me know. And we will look at getting them booked. All righty, my loves. I will see you later. Have a blessed night.